news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It'll be so hot today, the National Weather Service has given it its own brand, Excessive Heat Warning Today. Give you more details and get Dr. Bill's full forecast coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, county, and state troopers are not working any new accidents. Satsuma High School is going to be closed today due to malfunctioning AC equipment. Baldwin County schools go back tomorrow, and Mobile County schools already back in session. Watch for radar there. It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. This year's festival takes place on Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile. Get all the details at beerfestmobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. We'll get Kelly get her headlines in just a second. Also, yes, Supermom. She said a tote, Sean. It's called a tote.
Of course.
I couldn't figure out the name of the bag. I'm sorry. Thank you, Supermom.
It took Supermom coming in and letting us know.
A tote. That's right. So a tote.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not like my daughter used to say tote for totally. Tote. See, I'll mess this one up. Tote adorbs, which is totally adorable.
Mm, so she said so tote. I've been going totes all these years.
No, I think maybe she does say totes adorbs. No, she says totes.
But,
yeah.
You know,
see, I can't even get that part right.
Tote is the one. It's a verb and it's the object.
Yes.
You could tote
a tote.
Your tote.
That's right.
And now I know exactly what you're talking about. So now the supermom said tote is
a tote.
The word.
So that's the kind of bag. So it's not a purse, it's a tote. Also, we're talking during the news break here. Lots to get into this hour. But you were talking about the hubbub with Chris Cuomo and the Fredo reference out there. What?
Yeah, so the top trending topic on Twitter right now is Fredo. And if you're wondering if they're putting out a new Godfather into theaters,
right.
Well, probably. They're probably going to make one of those like they do everything
Fredo.
Else.
You broke my heart.
But this has more to do with, I guess, Chris Cuomo. A video went out yesterday that ended up going viral. And I guess some trolls or some people came up to Chris Cuomo, of course, who's on CNN. This person came up to him and called him Fredo, and Cuomo completely lost it. I mean, he was yelling at this guy, saying he threw a bunch of F-words out there. He said he's going to ruin him, throw him down the stairs like a punk.
Uh-huh.
A lot of F-words interspersed there.
Uh-huh.
And then Cuomo said that calling an Italian Fredo is like using the N-word. He said Fredo is the N-word for us Italians. But then Donald Trump Jr. got involved, and he said he tweeted at Chris Cuomo. He said, I assume CNN is not available for comment. Imagine their coverage of this if they were a real news organization. Then the head of CNN's PR, Matt Dornich, got involved and started tweeting back at Trump Jr. Trump Jr. said, hey, Chris Cuomo, take it from me. Fredo isn't the N-word for Italians. It just means you're the dumb brother.
That's what it's always meant.
Exactly.
Well, since the 70s, Godfather came out in 72, something like that.
And so. Then the CNN head of PR said, speaking of dumb brothers, and CC'd Eric Trump. And then in a pretty much a knockout shot here, Donald Trump Jr. posts a video of someone on CNN calling him Fredo on Chris Cuomo's show, and Cuomo doesn't say a word about it. It was CNN's Anna Navarro called Trump Jr. Fredo. And Cuomo, who was just so upset in this video that went viral yesterday and said that Fredo is the N-word for Italians, didn't say a word about it when Trump Jr. was called that word on CNN. So that's the big hubbub if you're wondering why people are mentioning Chris Cuomo and Fredo in the same sentence this morning.
Yeah, so he's trying to make it something that it's not, which is, yeah, the dumb one. I mean, you try to equate those two. I mean, Fredo is the name of the dumb younger brother in The Godfather that's only been part of the vernacular since the movie The Godfather came out. I think it was like 72.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to... Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's a drama queen. We know that.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, that's... So we can't say that either, though, I don't think.
Oh, gosh.
All right, 7:12, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help this morning searching for a missing man. 29-year-old Jamarcus Carter was last seen on Friday, August 9th, when he was dropped off at the Raceway gas station on Government Boulevard at McVeigh Drive. He was wearing a black T-shirt, black shorts, and black shoes. He does have a history of schizophrenia, but according to police, no known symptoms are currently presenting. He is 4 feet 5 inches tall and weighs 117 pounds. Anyone with any information on Mr. Carter's whereabouts are encouraged to contact police 251-208-7211. Satsuma High School students and teachers are off today. The school system announced that they're closing the school for one day because of issues with their cooling system. The Satsuma City School System posted on their Facebook page that the primary issue with the cooling system has been repaired and is in full operation. However, secondary issues have now been discovered that may not fully bring the humidity down in the building, especially when students and employees arrive, even though the unit is in full operation. As such, confidence is low that moisture will not build up in the building, which could potentially cause the floors to become unsafe. As a result, we will err on the side of caution and cancel Satsuma High School Tuesday, August 13th. HVAC engineers and specialists will be on site Monday night and into the morning hours until confidence is high that all problems have been resolved. The Facebook post goes on to say, "We do apologize for the inconvenience, but safety is our primary concern. We will notify everyone at 3 p.m. of an update. Thanks." Signed, Bart Reeves, superintendent of the Satsuma City Schools. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Classes at Satsuma High School are canceled due to some issues with the school's air conditioning. School officials say the cooling system has been fixed, but it's not bringing down the humidity, which could cause slippery floors for students and teachers. We expect to get an update on that situation and plans for Wednesday later today. This is the last day of summer vacation for students in Baldwin County, public schools and Catholic schools across Alabama. The school bell rings for the first day of the new school year in Baldwin County tomorrow. Toll opponents continue their pushback against the proposed toll coming to the I-10 River Bridge and Bayway project. People against tolls packed a town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bradley Byrne. State Auditor Jim Ziegler has been a vocal toll opponent. He's urging people to attend a public meeting this week to talk about the effect the toll would have on them. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a $6 toll both ways to travel the entire length of the Bayway and the bridge. That meeting at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center is happening Thursday from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle and in some cases a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Auburn announces the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. The Miami Hurricanes pick a starting quarterback, and Antonio Brown loses his grievance with the NFL. It's 7:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in Auburn as the school announced yesterday that Andy Burcham will take over as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He'll be stepping into the booth for the late Rod Bramlett. Bramlett was the play-by-play voice for Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball for over 15 years. He and his wife Paula were both tragically killed in a car accident in Auburn in late May. Burcham is called play-by-play on radio for Auburn women's basketball and for baseball alongside Rod Bramlett for the last 25 seasons. Yesterday, to break the news, Auburn released a video paying respects to Bramlett while unveiling that Burcham will take over his seat.
Hi, I'm Andy Burcham, and I'm the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. Since the age of 6, I've been working to this point in my career, and I can't wait to be that voice for you.
Burcham said, quote, "It's not an easy transition for anyone. It wasn't an easy transition for Rod when he took over for Jim Fife, and it's not going to be an easy transition for me taking over for Rod. What Rod did was be Rod, and I've got to be me." Burcham's first call will come on August 31st when Auburn faces Oregon in Arlington, Texas to open the year. You can hear that game along with every Auburn football game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In more college football news, the Miami Hurricanes open their season against the Florida Gators on August 24th in Orlando. Yesterday, the Hurricanes announced the battle for the starting quarterback position is over, and redshirt freshman Jaren Williams will suit up behind the first-team offense to start the season. Williams beat out returning part-time starter Nakozi Perry and Ohio State transfer Tate Martell to win the competition. Coming out of high school last year, 24/7 Sports ranked Williams as the number 77 overall recruit in the country and the number 5 pro-style quarterback in the nation. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown will have to wear a new helmet after all. Yesterday, the NFL denied Brown's appeal to wear the helmet that he's worn throughout his career because of a new rule that limits the make and model of helmets that players can wear due to safety precautions. On his social media accounts, Brown said that he disagreed with the decision, but he did confirm that he would return to the Raiders after multiple reports emerged last week indicating that Brown had stepped away from the team. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the New York Yankees won both games in a doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles. New York won the first game 8-5 and the second game 11-8. The Yankees now lead the AL Central by 9 games over Tampa Bay. Host Tampa Bay Rays defeated San Diego 10-4 yesterday. Avisail Garcia had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run, and Matt Duffy had 4 hits with 3 RBI for the Rays in the win. Toronto crushed Texas 19-4, with the Blue Jays' Brandon Drury hitting his first career Grand Slam. Cleveland's Carlos Santana hit a walk-off home run, giving the Cleveland Indians a 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox.
There's a ball hammered deep left center field. It is gone!
With that win, Cleveland is back in first place in the AL Central for the first time since mid-April. In the National League, the Washington Nationals got past Cincinnati 7-6, and Arizona beat Colorado 8-6. In interleague play, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell hit his 30th home run of the year.
Does Bell get enough of it? Yes, he does. Ring your bell, Josh Bell. There's number 30.
Pittsburgh Pirates went on to defeat the LA Angels 10-2. Two nights ago, former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez was in San Francisco for ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. During that broadcast, thieves apparently broke into A-Rod's rental car and stole jewelry and electronics worth a reported $500,000. Police say that a camera, a laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, and a bag were all reported missing, and sources said those items were valued around $500,000.
Who does, and really, who among us doesn't have a $500,000,000 worth of stuff laying in their vehicle?
Sure. I'm not sure I have $50 worth of jewelry
no.
anywhere in my house or in my car.
So, whatever this ring costs, that's the only thing I got.
Same, and I wear it all the time, most of the time. All right, we're coming up on the beginning of college football season. You know, by August 31st, you ought to get signed up if you think you can pick games better than anyone here at FM Talk 106.5 or in the listening audience. Last year, we had over 180 people compete in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. We're trying to beat that this year. The winner will end up with a very nice trophy, a little prize package at the end of the year. Get signed up now. Facebook.com/FMTalk1065. You'll find the link at the top of the page, and it is free to play. 7:21 now, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Concerned with the safety of our children, the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope remind drivers to obey the safety patrol. Seatbelt you and your children, respect the speed limits in school zones, keep your eyes on the road, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope. Reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
Good morning for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. So far, the few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. Good ride from northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland against Schillinger, Three Notch, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt. 65 won't find any problems also across the Bayway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
And thank you, Kane. 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, and it is a excessive heat warning going on today. Fill in the details on that, Dr. Bill Williams, in just about 10 minutes. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident in Orange Beach has claimed the life of one woman and injured two more. Just after 12:30 a.m. Saturday, police were alerted to a head-on collision on the Alabama Point Bridge. And we now know two of the people involved in the accident, well, they were sisters heading home from work. The crash was so severe, everyone from both vehicles had to be extricated. Police say, according to their preliminary investigations, it shows a Toyota Tacoma was heading westbound when it crossed the median and hit a Jeep Liberty, which was heading eastbound. According to police, the driver of that Jeep Liberty was pronounced dead on the scene. The passenger in that vehicle, identified as a 33-year-old woman, she was flown to Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The driver of the Tacoma is identified as 26-year-old Jacob Owen Spiller. He was flown to University Hospital here in Mobile. Police say two of the victims, as I mentioned, were sisters heading home to Pensacola from work. This crash is still under investigation and charges may be forthcoming. Our heat wave continues this morning as South Alabama is once again under yet another heat advisory, according to the National Weather Service in Mobile. All of Southwest Alabama will be under that heat advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. The counties included are Choctaw, Washington, Clark, Wilcox, Monroe, Conecuh, Butler, Crenshaw, Scambia, Covington, Mobile, and Baldwin. Air temperatures will range from the mid to upper 90s, according to the Weather Service, and portions of the state could see heat indices as high as 112 degrees. There is good news, though. There is rain expected later this afternoon and lasting into tomorrow. Dr. Bill is on deck shortly, and he'll join us to give us more details on what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well, we certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet. And so if people are not able to be self-sufficient, then this negative factor is going to bear very heavily against them.
That's Ken Cuccinelli, acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, yesterday pushing back against allegations that the administration, Trump administration, was purposely trying to limit access by poor immigrants. 727 FM Talk 106.5, Trump administration moving forward with a rule that could drastically curb legal immigration by limiting who is allowed to enter and stay in the United States based on that person's need for various public benefits. The, quote, public charge, end quote, rule is part of the Trump administration's broader push to favor skilled immigration applicants and those who are less likely to rely on public assistance. The government estimates about 380,000 applicants would be immediately subject to review under the new guidance after they're finalized in October. And that's one of the questions with legal immigration. I think this is getting confused. This is legal immigration. Should there be a means test when it comes to your ability to support yourself? And they go on to say that doesn't mean people have to be wealthy. It means they have to be able to take care of themselves. Are they self-sufficient, or are they going to be in a, show up in the United States and be on public assistance right away? We asked this question in our 1-800-GOD-JUNK online opinion poll that's on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Should legal immigrants have to prove self-sufficiency as a qualifier to enter the United States? We'll tally up your votes when you vote online, FMTalk1065.com. All right, Dr. Bill takes a look at the tropics and the excessive heat. That's what they're calling it, the excessive heat warning in our area. We'll run through that with him coming up in just a little bit. Plus, in the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us, and we're always turning up your voice at 343-0106.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A lawyer for Stephen Mason says she plans to file a motion for a retrial after the murder suspect was sentenced to life in prison. Mason was convicted for his role in the death of Kaylee Morris 4 years ago. The South Alabama nursing student was shot and killed in her apartment off Greelot Road. Mason was also indicted in 2017 for trying to hire a fellow inmate to kill 3 witnesses in the case. A former gang member is hoping students in Pensacola do not follow in his footsteps. Kenneth Daggins joined the gang Disciples when he was 15. He spent nearly 2 decades at Parchment Prison in Mississippi for violent crimes, but his life is much different now. He's mentoring kids in Pensacola through a program he started called Black Fist Ministries Outreach, and Escambia County Commissioner put up $1,000 to start the program. A scabies outbreak at Holman Prison in Atmore has nearly 30 people quarantined. The wife of one of the inmates affected says the prison didn't act fast enough. A spokesman said 26 inmates were quarantined and receiving treatment and that symptoms began on Saturday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
Thousands of protesters have returned to the Hong Kong airport, once more threatening regular airline operations. The UN is calling on Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters and government authorities to solve their disputes peacefully.
The conflict started back in June when more than 1 million people took to the streets to oppose legislation that would have allowed people of Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China. But the chaos has since evolved into a broader movement against Beijing's power and influence over Hong Kong.
There's Andrew Stevens. A weekend fire at an Erie, Pennsylvania daycare caused the deaths of 5 children. Erie Fire Chief Guy Santone.
This is my personal opinion, but I think if this daycare would have been equipped with the proper amount of smoke detectors, there's a very good chance that all 5 of these children would still be alive today.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 400 points Monday. Wall Street is expected to open lower this morning. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Corn and wheat prices fell after a government report forecast higher agricultural plantings and production than anticipated. The Agriculture Department estimated in a monthly report that 90 million acres of corn were planted by farmers this year, greater than market expectations. Traders had bet that flooding and record rainfall in the Corn Belt throughout the spring would weaken acreage. The International Spa Association says spa visits and the money they generate reached a record high last year in the U.S., $18.3 billion. $1 billion, driven by 190 million pampering trips. And more men than ever are getting into the act. Some spas are seeing a 50-50 male-female split among guests. UPS is adding another outsider to its senior management committee, with PepsiCo executive Brian Newman set to replace retiring CFO Richard Peretz. Newman, who had been executive vice president of finance and operations for PepsiCo, will make the switch September 16th. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
It's Dolphin Street Beer Festival time, and we're celebrating 22 years of tasting all the beers. This year's festival will take place Saturday, August 24th in downtown Mobile. For just $30, you can sample over 70 different beers at 24 different venues, all within a few blocks of each other. August 24th, just around the corner, and tickets are selling fast. Go to beerfestmobile.com and get yours before we sell out. For more info, find Dolphin Street Beer Festival on Facebook, visit beerfestmobile.com, or call 251-208-1550.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. So maybe the heat got Dr. Bill. We'll back and we'll get traffic, then we'll try to get back to Dr. Bill.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have a pedestrian struck at 3 Knots Corona Road and Ben Hamilton Road. Just happened a few minutes ago. State troopers on the scene of another accident. Highway 98 and Ed George Road. It's two cars, fender bender. As Mobile Police Department are clear, but again, they've got the radar in the school zones. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Hayes Hitchens, founder of young adult adventure camp Moondance. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Hayes Hitchens' company is called Moondance Adventures. It's a summer camp, but remove your ideas of the traditional kids' summer camp. These teenagers head to destinations all over the world. They can attend with no more than one friend, and during their time away, they must learn to make new friends and conquer some difficult physical challenges. They turn their phones in upon arrival and go to bed with the sun and get up with the sun. And they'll learn to lead and they'll learn to serve. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
I'll do my best, Dr. Bill. 738 FM Talk 106.5. Today, high around 95. That's the actual temp. Heat indices 115 is mentioned here as the National Weather Service has put out an excessive heat warning. Says it's in effect till 7 o'clock this evening. Also tomorrow, heat index values will range from 110 to 115 today with locally higher values possible. Maximum heat indices of 106 to 112. Impacts would be heat stroke. Heat exhaustion may occur if individuals are not adequately cooled or hydrated. Morning lows remaining above 78 degrees will add to the overall stress. I'll say this, it is 82 now already at our studios at 738.
Yeah, it's disconcerting because, you know, I thought it was hot the last week and a half. For them to say now it's going to get really hot.
Now it's going to be hot.
That's scary.
Yeah, now it's going to be hot. So do take that into account today as you get out, and we will keep our eyes on those temps and hopefully talk to Dr. Bill about the tropics coming up shortly. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It may sound like a movie plot as an Alabama man is accused of faking his own death and leaving the country to escape child sex charges. 28-year-old Jackson Matthew Hall entered a guilty plea on those charges, plus Social Security fraud and aggravated identity theft last Friday. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Hall was set to appear in court in two Alabama counties back in 2016 on charges of child abuse, first-degree rape, and first-degree sodomy of a child younger than 12. He's accused of using another person's identity to obtain a Social Security card, a state driver's license, and a U.S. passport to leave the U.S. Court records confirm that fishermen found blood, clothing, and Hall's wallet along the Tennessee River, but authorities allege that all of that was left there to stage his death so he could escape, and here's why. 24 hours later, the stolen identity was used to fly through Chicago to Canada and Japan and a flight to Malaysia. Authorities were alerted that he'd been sighted overseas and was applying for teaching jobs using a phony name with his own photo. Hall was applying for teaching jobs in Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. He was eventually extradited back to the U.S. after being arrested by Thai authorities. It's a case of irony running way too high as an intoxicated man was unable to hit the brakes of his vehicle while he was in front of a brake shop. 21-year-old Jaderic Freeman of Montgomery was arrested Saturday morning after driving through a Brakes for Less in Greenville, South Carolina. Police say he allegedly hit a vehicle before losing control of his own vehicle and crashing into the business where several more cars were damaged inside. One person was treated for minor injuries. Freeman's been charged with driving under the influence, with more charges expected in the near future. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Classes at Satsuma High School are canceled due to some issues with the school's air conditioning. School officials say the cooling system has been fixed, but it's not bringing down the humidity, which could cause slippery floors for students and teachers. We expect to get an update on that situation and plans for Wednesday later today. This is the last day of summer vacation for students in Baldwin County, public schools and Catholic schools across Alabama. The school bell rings for the first day of the new school year in Baldwin County tomorrow. Toll opponents continue their pushback against the proposed toll coming to the I-10 River Bridge and Bayway project. People against tolls packed a town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bradley Byrne. State Auditor Jim Ziegler has been a vocal toll opponent. He's urging people to attend a public meeting this week to talk about the effect the toll would have on them. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a $6 toll both ways to travel the entire length of the Bayway and the bridge. That meeting at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center is happening Thursday from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I'm kind of getting tired. Okay, I'm well past tired of looking at the landscape in our property, but I'm worried about the budget, too. Can I do a full makeover?
Yeah, so right about now, you might be seeing your plants come out, and maybe they're overgrown. Maybe it's just wrong plant, wrong place. We really can't help with that. But we can add meaningful value to your landscape, to your property, with a phased approach. We can sort of take whatever budget you do have, come up with a master plan, and start phasing it in. And we can take everything from the architecture of the house and what sort of look you want, what sort of plants you like. Do you want something to smell nice? Do you want it to have an appealing entrance or screen someone off in the back? We can take all of that and put it in a master plan and then phase it out based on your budget.
All right, that works for me and probably lots of other homeowners. So how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Auburn announces the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. The Miami Hurricanes pick a starting quarterback, and Antonio Brown loses his grievance with the NFL. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with some news for the Auburn Tigers, as the school announced yesterday that Andy Burcham will take over as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. He'll be stepping into the booth for the late Rod Bramlett. Bramlett was the play-by-play voice for Auburn football, basketball, and baseball for over 15 years. He and his wife Paula were both tragically killed in a car accident in Auburn in late May. Burcham has called play-by-play on radio for Auburn women's basketball and baseball alongside Bramlett for the last 25 seasons. Yesterday, to mark the occasion, Auburn released a video paying respects to Bramlett while unveiling that Burcham will take over his seat.
Hi, I'm Andy Burcham, and I'm the new voice of the Auburn Tigers. Since the age of 6, I've been working to this point in my career, and I can't wait to be that voice for you.
Burcham went on to say, it's not an easy transition for anyone. It wasn't an easy transition for Rod when he took over for Jim Fife, and it's not going to be an easy transition for me taking over for Rod. What Rod did was be Rod, and I've got to be me. Burcham's first call will come on August 31st when Auburn faces Oregon in Arlington, Texas to open the season. You can hear that game along with every Auburn football game this season right here on FM Talk 106.5. In more college football news, the Miami Hurricanes open their season against the Florida Gators on August 24th in Orlando. Yesterday, the Hurricanes announced that the battle for the starting quarterback position is over, and redshirt freshman Jaren Williams will suit up behind the first team offense to start the year. Williams beat out returning part-time starter Nakozi Perry and Ohio State transfer Tate Martell. Coming out of high school last year, 24/7 Sports ranked Williams as the number 77 overall recruit in the country and the number 5 pro-style quarterback in the nation. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown will have to wear a new helmet after all. Yesterday, the NFL denied Brown's appeal to wear the helmet that he has worn throughout his career because of a new rule that limits the make and model of helmets that players can wear due to safety precautions. On his social media accounts, Brown said that he disagreed with the decision, but he did confirm that he will return to the Raiders after multiple reports emerged last week indicating that Brown had stepped away from the team. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the New York Yankees won both games in a doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees won the first game 8-5 and the second game 11-8. Yankees now lead the AL East by 9 games over Tampa Bay. Yesterday, the Rays defeated San Diego 10-4. Avisel Garcia had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run, and Matt Duffy had 4 hits and 3 RBI for the Rays in the win. Toronto crushed Texas 19-4, with the Blue Jays' Brandon Drury hitting his first career Grand Slam. Cleveland's Carlos Santana hit a walk-off home run, giving the Indians a 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox.
There's a ball hammered deep left center field. It is gone! It's gone!
With that win, Cleveland is back in first place in the AL Central for the first time since mid-April. In the National League, the Washington Nationals got past Cincinnati 7-6, and Arizona beat Colorado 8-6. And in interleague play, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell hit his 30th home run of the year.
Does Bell get enough of it? Yes, he does. Ring your bell, Josh Bell. There's number 30.
That home run went on to help the Pirates defeat the LA Angels 10-2. Two nights ago, former New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez was in San Francisco for ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball broadcast. And during that broadcast, thieves apparently broke into A-Rod's rental car and stole jewelry and electronics worth a reported $500,000. I know, I'm coughing too. Police say a camera, laptop, miscellaneous jewelry, and a bag were reported missing. Sources say those items were valued around $500,000. Now, I'm guessing the jewelry was the bulk of that value, but also the bag. I mean, some of those bags out there cost tens of thousands of dollars. So, A-Rod, got to lock up the vehicle, and if you don't lock it, you know, keep all that valuable stuff out of it.
$500,000. Wow.
Unbelievable. 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, pedestrians struck at Three Notch and Ben Hamilton Road. Emergency vehicles are there. And state troopers working an accident at Highway 98 and Ed George Road. That's a two-car fender bender where you're still seeing slow traffic at Snow and Tanner Williams, Moffitt University, and Cottage Hill and Azalea. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It is going to be hot across the Gulf Coast today with a few thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
751 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Plus our online opinion poll question. Should legal immigrants have to prove self-sufficiency as a qualifier to enter the United States? Right now, 71% of y'all say yes. We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love the bookstore, you may have noticed how few people tend to be there reading and shopping or even enjoying a cup of coffee. Bookstores in the U.S. have been on a steady decline in recent years, with January sales down 10.6% compared to the year prior. And that's why Barnes & Noble has announced they have a new chief executive. Barnes & Noble has had to close roughly 400 of its stores. Company says they are trying, though, to keep their current customers in and appeal to new customers in hopes of driving their numbers up. Rosie the Riveter wants you. The American Rosie the Riveter Association is looking to find as many Rosies as possible across our nation so they can recognize them for their service and chronicle their stories. They say even if you are not in the workforce, you can still be qualified to join. The association says that if you did something in any way to help win the war, they want you. The association currently has 6,200 members nationwide, but they know there are thousands more who are eligible to join, and that includes descendants of Rosies. Members will receive a certificate recognizing them as a Rosie, along with a newsletter and access to annual conventions. If you are a woman or descendant of a woman who worked during World War II or otherwise contributed to the war effort, you are encouraged to visit the American Rosie the Riveter Association website at rosietheriveter.net. or call 1-888-557-6743. And thank you for your service. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 753 FM Talk 106.5, segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Credit card bills, every month you get them with multiple payments and multiple due dates. Wouldn't it be easier just to have one payment at a lower rate? Well, you can with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate that's over 19% APR. Plus, the rate's fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. I mean, heck, why work on having a good credit rating if you don't take advantage of it? And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. SULLIV as in Victor, AN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, coming up next hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us. Plus, we're talking to you at 343-0106. Got that meeting coming up Thursday at the Five River Center. More toll discussion as they had a group from the Common Sense Campaign and the Block the Bayway Toll Facebook page showed up yesterday at Congressman Burns' town hall meeting. Then they had a news conference at the Lighthouse Restaurant, and they talked about Thursday night at the Five River Center from 6 to 8, more discussion of where we're going with the tolls. And speaking of which, there's a lot of new stuff coming out on this, and it's so hard to keep up with it. So we appreciate you checking in with us on this show and on Midday Mobile today. I know Representative Shane Stringer is going to join us. He was in a meeting with the governor over the last few days. He's going to join us at noon today to talk more about that on the Midday Show. Some stuff coming out today that you do not want to miss. So tune in at noon today for Midday Mobile. All right, I saw this. This will be a subject, I'm sure, of some discussion out there. The new trend from 2017 on, mm-hmm. that men are now going to the spas.
Really?
Okay.
Spa day for men.
Wellness is becoming routine for men, while spa visits are becoming a dude thing. This is in Fox News on their website. It says spas draw more men as wellness becomes a male routine. So the trend took off in 2017 when the association reported a 49% of spa customers were men, up for 29% in 2005. No way.
49? So
49% of spa customers were men.
I don't believe it.
29% in 2005. International Spa Association President Lynn McNeese said the change was an effect on the treatment areas, relaxation areas, and changing stations. Said spas really have to evolve to accommodate the male spa goer. Spa goer is a term. That's one word, by the way. S-P-A-G-O-E-R. Typically, your back of the house for males would be smaller because historically it's been very heavy female. Now they have to shift all that. So a lot of hotels and spas are designing unisex bathrooms and locker rooms for the now 49% of spa visitors that are male. Spa visits and money that they generate reached record highs last year in the United States. $18.3 billion in revenue, driven by 190 million pampering trips, according to the International Spa Association.
49%. You know what they did? They took all of the gift cards that are bought at the spa by men before anniversaries and birthdays and added that into the numbers. And that, I think that's how they came up with 49%.
That may be the real story right there. You may be onto it. Dudes, do you spa? Is that the verb, to spa? All right, right back. Hour number three next.